You perhaps have already heard this. Yesterday, Governor Bevin, joined by a bipartisan group of legislative leaders and public safety representatives, unveiled a major criminal justice reform initiative. And my guest with me right now, Jenna Mohl, was there. She's the deputy director for U.S. Justice Action Network. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning. Pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you here. First of all, tell us what the public, U.S. Justice Action Network is.
Sure. So we're the largest bipartisan organization in the country working on effective and safe criminal justice reforms. We're a coalition of eight of the strongest public policy organizations from the far left to the far right, and they agree on nothing else but this one issue, that it's time for needed reforms in our criminal justice system.
And did you actually address this group yesterday?
We did. We went in and talked with them about what we've seen work really well in other states, as well as some of the research behind what works in criminal justice reform and to truly change behavior in some of these offenders.
What have you found works? Because that's what we need. We need answers.
Sure. So the best and most important thing is to make sure that you treat different levels of harm differently. So if someone seriously harms our community, they need to be punished appropriately. Sometimes that's going to mean a very long prison sentence. Sometimes that's going to mean, you know, a prison sentence and community supervision or drug treatment or mental health treatment or something else like that. But when you've got a serious level of harm, you've got to come at them with a serious response. When you've got a lesser degree of harm, you need to make sure that you're punishing that person, but also giving them a chance for a second chance at life. And that's something that Governor Bevin talked a lot about yesterday. Our criminal justice system has two goals. One, to protect public safety, and two, to provide provide second chances when someone has earned it.
And he has appointed a council of folks from, I guess, sort of all walks of the criminal justice system, in and out of the criminal justice system.
Yeah, it's bipartisan, it's bicameral, it's got experts from, you know, the mental health and the drug abuse and law enforcement. Anyone who knows anything about criminal justice has a seat and a role in this council. And I think they're going to be working over the next 6 months to put together some really effective recommendations for the Commonwealth.
Very nice. Well, I appreciate you being there and appreciate you being with us this morning. Thank you.